Let's begin the news out in Ukraine, where the Russians and Ukrainian forces are fighting each other to recapture lost territory. Russia's relentless shelling has hit the cities of Mykolaiv and Bakhmut, leaving a trail of destruction. And Ukrainian cities, they're plunged into darkness after Moscow struck energy infrastructure and power facilities, reducing electricity supplies to nearly a third. We're live in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. But first, let's head over to Kramatorsk in the Donetsk region. Assad Beg is joining us live from there. It looks pretty horrendous behind you, Assad. Bring us, first of all, up to speed with what it looks like.
Well, this was hit in the early hours of yesterday morning, and it's not far from where we're staying. In fact, we heard the air raid sirens go off, we heard the loud thuds, and then we felt the shockwaves. Where we were staying, the walls actually shook. All our team was woken up. Then we came here in the morning, and the fire was still raging. Now, if I could just show you that this seems to be a factory, a warehouse. It was hit by three missiles. Just around the corner from here is a massive crater that one of those missiles has left. No one was injured, but we were just being told by the owner that the damage goes up to about $10 million. Now, we're not sure exactly what the Russians were targeting here, but what we can tell you is when we got here yesterday morning, the fire was still ongoing, and the fire service was here trying to extinguish that. We saw about three fire engines trying to bring that under control. But this is what's happening. We're about 50 kilometers from one of the front lines, but Russia's still able to strike targets deep within Ukraine with their missiles and rockets.
And it's also been a rough night, I think, in Bakhmut. What do we know about what is happening there, Assad? Are the Russians making gains?
Well, it depends who you listen to. So the Russians are claiming that they're making gains. The Ukrainians are saying that they've repelled attacks on Bakhmut from several angles on that city. But what I can tell you is that we were there yesterday and we had to leave because the rockets were going over our heads and we were forced to leave that city. Now, I was also there back in May, and the situation since May has definitely changed. There's more destruction in the city. There's fewer people. Many people have left. And where we had gone to in the city before, back in May, we can no longer reach that area because the Russians are way closer. Now, the battle does change. Sometimes the Ukrainians say that they've pushed the Russians further out. The Russians claiming that they're getting closer and closer to that city. But what I can tell you is that yesterday that there was a lot of firing going on, lots of shells being fired, rockets being fired, lots of destruction, fewer people there. But right now, that city remains in the hands of the Ukrainians. But the Russians are making a push for it. They're putting considerable effort into taking Bakhmut. But not only Bakhmut, Soledar, just not far away from Bakhmut, they're also trying to take that strategic location. Because if they manage to take those two places, it gives them a bit of a strategic advantage here in the east. But so far, the Ukrainians are saying that they're holding on to it. But definitely, I would say that the Russians are way closer to Bakhmut than they were back in May.
All right. Thanks so much, Assad Beg. Well, let's talk to Al Jazeera's Mohammed Jamjoon. He's live in the Ukrainian capital, where there have been large power cuts. So what does life feel like there on this Friday with all the power cuts?
Well, Sammy, it's a very interesting atmosphere here in Kyiv. Let me first walk you through what's happened over the course of the past 24 hours or so. The morning of the 27th, yesterday, you had Russian missile strikes targeting power facilities in the Kyiv region, in the center of the country. And because of that, you have many electric companies here in the country and many officials who have said that power will be reduced in the central part of the country and in the Kyiv region by at least 30%. That's what the deficit is at this hour. Now, that includes not just the region of Kyiv and the city of Kyiv, where we are, the capital of the country. It also includes regions like Chernihiv and Zhytomyr. Because of that, there have been a lot of power blackouts in those areas. Now, specifically here in the city of Kyiv, interesting, today, Friday, you're seeing life pretty much as normal. People coming out, children in playgrounds, people going about their daily business. Last night, we were out on the streets. many neighborhoods in the capital were much darker than they usually are. There have been power outages over the course of the past couple of weeks. There have been schedules implemented by the National Power Company so that you have neighborhoods here in the capital that go at least 4 hours without power. They're disconnected from the grid. You also have other business owners, shop owners, restaurant owners that are voluntarily turning the lights off outside of their shops and their restaurants to try to conserve on energy, because there has been a concerted message that's being put out there by officials for people to try to do whatever they can to limit their power consumption right now so that they do not tax the grid as much as it has been taxed. Now, last night, a lot of neighborhoods in darkness. We were out there, street lights that were out, even traffic lights that were out, and yet people were coming out. They were bringing their families out. They were going to restaurants, sitting in the darkness, in candlelight, having their food, really showing the resilience that you see throughout Ukraine during this war. To that end, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky came out in the dark in the city last night, delivered a video message to the citizens of this country to speak about the spirit of Ukraine, even in the midst of these attacks against the power grid. Here's more of what he had to say.
Shelling will not break us. To hear the enemy's anthem on our land is scarier than the enemy's rockets in our sky. We are not afraid of darkness. The darkest times for us are not the times without light, but those without will. Our military is strong, volunteers are tireless, partners are reliable, and people are unbreakable. The second army of the world will get smaller and smaller. There will be more and more losses for the army. I'm sure that hostile propaganda does not work. Provocations do not work. Threats do not scare. Any tough winter will not scare us. We know that the darkest night becomes the dawn.
Sammy, the fact that you are having power outages at this level in the capital of the country clearly shows what a toll those Russian strikes against the power infrastructure are having on Ukraine. And yet, you do encounter this resilience from the citizens here, people who say they will try to continue with their daily lives, with their normal lives, as much as possible. Sammy?
All right. Mohammed, thanks for covering that for us.